All right, we're back again, diagnosing all the NFL teams. Today we're going to talk about a team that's going to go from worst to first, right, Billy?
Wait, I thought we were talking about the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right, we are. They're a team destined for greatness this year, correct?
No. When you said going worst to first, I was thinking of, I had, you know, some studying on a different team that I wasn't supposed to.
Let's look at Arizona Cardinals from last year. They're really a team that just could not get the ground game established, A. B, they couldn't find a really solid first-string quarterback. They split time between Kevin Cobb and John Skelton. And it was a team that really could not get on a roll with wins or anything. It was just a team that seemed like they were floundering. I mean, they got off to they were 4-0. First 4 weeks, 4-0. And they had impressive wins over the Seattle Seahawks playoff team, New England Patriots playoff team, Philadelphia Eagles, who had bright spots last year, and the Miami Dolphins, who were a surprisingly good team last year, and then they only won one game the rest of the season.
Yeah, they were really, you know, a lot of people looked at the Cardinals at the beginning of the season and said, you know, how long can this actually last? Because after a 4-0 start, I distinctly remember you and I both looking at each other when we were doing our show week five and going, are these Cardinals for real? Mm-hmm. And then the real Cardinals show their head, you know.
Yep.
You know, and like you said, they couldn't get a running game established, which I couldn't understand because they had Beanie Wells,
and Lerod Stevens-Howling.
Which,
I mean, they had two pretty good running backs.
Yeah, which never makes sense to me. When you actually have really good playmakers, it doesn't make sense to me how you guys or how they don't have that good of a squad or a good of a record, which. You know,
and they had that last year on the offensive side. I mean, they had Lerod Stevens-Howling and Chris Wells in the backfield. Now, granted, their offensive line was not the best. It's the situation in Arizona, offensive line-wise, is kind of the same as in Tennessee. The offensive line was atrocious. So Lerod Stevens-Howling and Chris Wells were trying to break tackles in the backfield, which is very frustrating as a running back. But then you look at the receiving core, and I mean, the receiving core was just as talented. I mean, you have Larry Fitzgerald and Andre Roberts.
When you have an all-pro, and honestly, in my opinion, a first ballot Hall of Famer in Larry Fitzgerald on the end.
100% agree. Yep.
You've got to have something going. And don't get me wrong, Fitzgerald had a good year. He could have had a better year if he actually had a consistent quarterback that actually got some kind of momentum going. Yeah, going with him. And when you don't have that, that's things like you go win four and then lose.
lose the rest. I agree. I mean, you had John Skelton with 6 starts. You had Kevin Cobb with 5 starts. You had Ryan Lindley with 4 starts. And you had Brian Hoyer with 1 start at the quarterback position. And when you're trying to develop chemistry with your wide receiving core and you just keep switching your quarterbacks, it seems like every week, that doesn't help. And that also, coming from a former offensive lineman, that doesn't help with the offensive line. When you become comfortable with one type of quarterback play and how he plays, it's a lot easier to block and know his tendencies than when you're trying to block for one quarterback one game, another quarterback another game, another quarterback another game. So I think consistency is a big thing for the Arizona Cardinals in the year coming up.
Well, the consistency thing, they tried to change this season and actually went out and got Carson Palmer as the quarterback for them. And in my opinion, it's probably good for him. I mean, it kind of resurrected Kurt Warner's career after being, you know, the greatest show on turf and then moving over to Arizona. But I really think that
Carson Palmer.
Yeah, him.
That guy
will actually have a pretty decent year. I think his interceptions are going to go up because he's actually playing a really, really tough schedule. Like, we've mentioned the past 3 days, that every single team in the NFC West has to face the NFC South and also a few other teams in the NFC North, which is going to be a really, really difficult schedule, in my opinion.
Agreed.
And honestly, you know, their defense looked like they tried to solidify their defense this offseason, too. They made some key free agents. John Abraham. Who else, Bryce?
They added Carlos Dansby and Frosty Rucker. I mean, if you combine both of their stats from last year, I mean, you're adding five sacks and about 130 tackles, and that's gonna really make up for the loss. The defensive linemen they lost this offseason, but they really focused this year, it seemed like, on the offseason on their defensive side. Adding Tyrann Mathews through the draft, I think that really helped out a defense that was already decent. They were a pretty good pass defense. They needed to be a little bit better on the rush, but I was really surprised to see them kind of go defensive heavy in free agency in the draft when it was their offense last year that really struggled all year long.
Well, the old adage, defense wins championships. And like you said, Tyrann Mathieu, they had to take a chance on Tyrann Mathieu because, I mean, look, the kid was fantastic at LSU before he got into his drug issues, right?
Right, absolutely.
And from all accounts that I've read, all accounts that I've seen, this kid is showing up at training camp, and he is, like, proving himself. So watch out. Tyrann Mathieu may end up being one of the defensive players – rookie defensive players of the season.
And Lord knows they need secondary help with, in the same division as Colin Kaepernick and Sam Bradford and Russell Wilson. I mean...
True. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's look at that schedule, bud. There's a few games I really think they're really going to show their true colors week 6 through about week 10. They do have a week 9 bye.
That is a tough stretch.
But week 6, you go to San Francisco. That's a tough game in the first place. Week 7, you're at home against Seattle. Both of those are division games, so both of them are really important. You really can't look past either one of them because both of them improved in the offseason. Then the Falcons come to town. And granted, the last time the Falcons came to Arizona, it was not a pretty sight for Atlanta, so it's a possibility still in the back of their head that that's a win. Week 9 is a bye. Week 10, Houston comes to town. Yep. Going through that gauntlet of games, outside of just whatever else you have to face, not only that, you have to face New Orleans, Tampa Bay, in New Orleans and Tampa Bay, which are tough games, altogether. Have to go to Philly, have to go to Tennessee, and obviously you have to go to Seattle late in the season. When you end the season at Seattle, home against San Francisco, can you find the wins in this schedule?
I was honestly, as you were saying all that, I was kind of going through the schedule. What I like to do on the schedule is I like to look at every game and say, okay, that's a possible win. That's a possible win. That's a possible win. I'm looking at 3 games for the Arizona Cardinals this year that are possible wins. Just 3 games that are possible wins. I'm looking at the away game in Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is going to be atrocious this year. I'm looking at the home game against Carolina, and then I'm looking at the home game against St. Louis. I think those are only truly the only 3 games that Arizona even has a chance in, to be completely honest with you.
I'm actually with you, but those are the 3 games I actually had circled as well. That's a really, really tough schedule. And, we actually talked about this. A lot of the teams really have a tough schedule this year. It's amazing the teams that we've talked about in the first 3 weeks of us doing this podcast has had really, really difficult schedules.
Yep.
But I'm looking at a 3-13 year for them at best.
Yeah,
and this could be a 1-15, 2-14 season. I mean, And by week 5, Cam Newton could be warming up, so you never know.
Yeah, that's very true. The way he ended last year, that could be an ugly game. And one of those 3 games, this is an away game. Jacksonville is going to be an atrocious team this year, but you're still going across the country and playing an away game in the NFL. And that's always hard. And back to the point where, really everybody that we've gone over, I would say probably 75 to 80% of them have a hard schedule. It goes back to my thought process and my old adage. There's no easy game in the NFL. I mean, the talent, it's the creme de la creme. You think about only 1% of high school players make it to college, and only 1% of college players make it to the pros. I mean, that is the upper echelon of athletes, and there's not that big of a gap between all the people in the NFL.
I agree. But that's it for our preview for the 2013 Arizona Cardinals. For Bryce, I'm Billy. This has been Sports Club, guys.